times I've tried to tell you, 20 times I've cried alone. Oh, I'm surprised how well you cut my feelings to the bone. Don't wanna leave you really, just wanna break the ice. Do I look silly to you when I yield to your advice? When you say we belong to the light, we belong to the thunder, we belong to the sound of the words we both fall in under. Whatever we deny or embrace, for worse or for better, we belong together. Es seguro que es verdad. El cariño que es sincero no se acaba con crueldad. Olvida lo que fuimos y desprecias lo más bien. Pero juntitos prendimos que la luna era de miel. Junto a ti solo es mi anhelo. Así como radio de luz que ha brotado el cielo. No importa por venir si sufrir es mi triste destino. Junto a ti hasta el fin de camino. Close your eyes and try to sleep now. Close your eyes and try to dream. Clear your mind and do your best to try and wash the palette clean. We can't begin to know now how much we really care. But I hear your voice inside me and I see your face everywhere. Now I say we belong to the light, we belong to the triste destino. Junto a ti hasta el fin de camino.
And we belong, don't we all? And this is Andrew Fetter with When Pigs Fly, coming from you as course, straight from Las Vegas, Nevada. And I hope everybody's having a great day and we'll have a great weekend. And I want to thank you all, listeners and future listeners, and of course, BBS Radio. Before I get on, I have a very special guest. I have a couple of announcements. On March 8th, here in Las Vegas, I will be having another book signing event at Borders Bookstore on the cross streets of Decatur and Sahara. And that will be happening from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. I definitely look forward to doing that. And another announcement, I'll be heading to the end of this February. I'm going to go to Laughlin, Nevada, which will be a lot of fun, going to the International UFO Conference, which, speaking of which, I will probably have a couple shows speaking of UFOs and extraterrestrials. And in the next month, which is in March, I will be having another Ricky back, and we'll be going on part two of his experiences and questions, and of course, I'll gladly hope that people can feel free to call in. So, and I know my special guest here is Carrie Fezza. She's an astrologist, an intuitive tarot reader. And are you there? Still there, Carrie?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you. And I understand that because we're doing, like, this is sort of like a pre-Valentine's show, I asked her if she could do Curiosity of the Sexuality Within the Tarot, which I thought I know would perk everybody's little ears out there in internet land. So give me, like, start down the line, I guess. And then, by the way, if anybody wants to listen to a past show of hers, which gives a little more of details, she had done for me a astrology on all our candidates back in, so check out the archives, and you can listen to that as well, and it'd be pretty interesting now that all this stuff is coming to a head. So anyway, Carrie, what do you have for, let's say example, what's sort of on the top? What do you got, like, what's an Aries? I mean, I'm an Aries, so I'm really nervous about listening to what an Aries is.
Well, you know what you're like, so you can agree or disagree with me. I did this based on the signs of the zodiac as opposed to the tarot. Based on what I know of the signs, I've dated a lot of them. I'm a double Aries myself, so I know what I like. And it was funny because I have a Virgo client, and he said, his big thing was seduction, and he has no use for Aries because we don't like foreplay. We just like it. Instant gratification. We just like to cut right to the chase. Is that true for you, Andrew?
Hell no. I like a lot of
everything.
Yeah.
You have a lot of Pisces planets, so there's a very sensual side to you. But
Yeah. Typically
Aries like it hard and fast, just like our men. We like instant gratification. We want what we want, and we want it now. We're not afraid to pursue people. Especially being a woman, if a guy doesn't show, enough forwardness right away, we'll make sure they know we're interested. And typically Aries men tend to be the pursuers. Generally, when they're younger especially, they're not really known for being faithful. Warren Beatty's a good example of that. Took him, I think he was in his 50s when he finally got married. He might have been married young. Sometimes an Aries will get married really young because they want that responsibility. They want to grow up really fast, but they'll be out of that marriage really quick, and it'll take them a long, long time to settle down. I didn't get married.
That was like me. I got married when I was 20.
Yeah, but how long did it last?
It lasted 13 years, but it should have lasted a lot quicker, let me put it that way.
So it's common to see them hook up young, but being faithful is not really their strong point. I hate to say it, but we are impetuous, and when we're younger, we're not really concerned about others' feelings. The bottom line is we want what we want, and we want it now, without total disregard for who it might inflict. But as you get older, obviously you mature, and you hopefully become better with other people's feelings. But the young Aries is most often a player. Kate Hudson is also an Aries. She got married very young to Chris Robinson. He's a fun, exciting rock star guy, because Aries is going to always need a challenge. We're going to have a partner who's exciting. We won't settle for boring. We're not the type of people that marry for money or financial security. We like what's exciting and challenging. And Kate Hudson was married very young, but then she just left him when she hooked up with Owen Wilson, who is a Scorpio. And a lot of times you will see Aries and Scorpios together. Both signs are ruled by Mars. Scorpio is also co-ruled by Pluto. But Mars is the planet that rules, desire, drive, passion. And you'll see those signs hook up a lot. They don't usually make it to marriage, but it's a very strong physical connection. So she left Chris Robinson for Owen Wilson. Then Owen Wilson, we all know what happened to him. I'm sure he was a big challenge for her. And then I think she's since moved on to a couple different people. But it takes sometimes. Aries spends a lot of time, they rule the head, so they spend a lot of time fantasizing sometimes more than actually being with the person they want to be with. Any of that ring true for you?
Yeah, like more like what could be than what ends up being.
Right, rather than sometimes...
What's the reality of whether the situation, or what wish it was of a situation, more of a fantasy than the actual reality of it.
Kind of always wanting what you can't have or what's just out of reach, the knight in shining armor.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's important for, if an Aries man is undeveloped in his ego, he'll go for the supermodel type or the stripper type or something that completes him and his masculinity. But generally, it's a very masculine sign, most commonly heterosexual. The cliche would be fast cars, fast women, just very masculine kind of maybe old school chauvinist kind of energy with Aries. But of course,
a little,
there's exceptions
like, a little
to
bit
every
of
rule.
James
We're just
Bond.
Going basically on sun signs here. You have to, when you look at a person's sexuality, you have to take into account what sign their Mars is in, where their Pluto is, because that's their drive, desire, and passion. And for romance, you want to look at where their Venus is, and you want to look at the aspects between a person's Mars and Venus. And then you can factor in Neptune. That's like your hopeless romantic energy. And you can factor in Uranus, and that's your kinky and your unconventional stuff, your excitement and your spontaneity. And when you look at aspects for that to Venus and Mars and how a person will interact, someone with strong Saturn is going to be more conservative. But if their Saturn aspects their Mars, especially in a hard, what we call a hard aspect, you can sometimes find bestiality or someone who's into physical pain. If someone's Venus and Saturn hand, there always has to be some kind of torture within the union on an emotional level. And for someone who's very comfortable in their sexuality or is very good at hooking up, you want to look for people with close Venus-Mars or pleasant Venus-Mars contacts. But for this, we're just basically going on sun signs and playing on the cliches. Aries is a fire sign, so are Leo and Sagittarius, and fire signs are passionate. They're the go-for-it signs. Your next sign is Taurus, which is an earth sign.
Mm-hmm.
And so is Virgo, and so is Capricorn. Earth signs rule the physical body. They like things that are tangible. Earth signs have to have things that you can touch. That's why earth signs are most commonly associated with materialism and material things, because it has to be something that exists in the physical form. So when it comes to sexuality, they have to have, they're very horny signs. In the sense that they're very physical. They have to have the physical touch, especially Tauruses, very physical. They're ruled by Venus, which is a romance planet, so it gives them a very earthy sensuality. And they borrow from their opposite sign of Scorpio. They're very sexual beings. But Taurus is much more of a loyal sign. A lot of times they're the one sign that can get married young and stay married. When you don't see a lot of Tauruses in the tabloids, because when they're with someone, they're usually pretty low-key and pretty committed.
Who's like the celebrities would you know that's a Taurus?
Well, George Clooney's a good example. He hasn't been married for a long time, and he's kind of got a Playboy reputation, but you don't hear about him with a different woman every week. That hasn't been my experience, and I kind of follow the tabloids. He has long-term relationships and long-term girlfriends. Sometimes they might overlap, but for the most part, they need constant physical sex. I mean, they need the constants of it, so they'll go for a more long-term committed relationship, more one partner that they can depend on. Jessica Alba is also a Taurus, and again, she's been in a long-term relationship. I believe she's also expecting now, if I'm not
mistaken.
I think Uma Thurman is a Taurus too, but I'm not 100% sure on that. And she was married for a long time, and I believe Ethan Hawke left her. You don't read about her too much. These people seem to stay in more focused relationships because they need the constant physical sensation. Your next sign is Gemini. And we've got a lot to say about Gemini because they're just multi-dimensional people. They're known for their duality, so a lot of times they are bisexual. There's Geminis always have more than one of everything, more than one car. They usually have one or more homes or one or more places to live, one or more toothbrushes. So when it comes down to relationships, love affairs, there's usually more than one. And a lot of times you'll see love triangles around them. They'll fall in love with somebody who's married or has another person in their life, or they'll try to decide between two people. And again, like I said, oftentimes they're bisexual. They can play both sides of the fence very well. They're very open-minded. They're very flirty. They're spontaneous. They're lots of fun, but you'd have to get one with a Venus in Taurus and some other planets to really settle them down and make them loyal. And even at that point, you're going to see love triangles around them. Or a lot of times a Gemini will have a hidden life. He'll have his wife and kids and family life, and then he'll have a whole other life that most people that know him in the other life don't even know he's married. Angelina Jolie is a really good example of that.
Wow, that doesn't surprise me.
Doesn't
she's
surprise
a Gemini.
And John F. Kennedy Sr. is also a Gemini.
Wow,
and
really?
He had
Camelot
life, but he also had many, many, many affairs on the side. And one of his most famous paramours was Marilyn Monroe, also a Gemini.
Wow.
A lot of celebrity Gemini.
And she was hitting it with both Kennedys, too, at the same time.
And Sam Giancana, I think. So there you go. There's where you get more than, there's always more than one person in the relationship. And Angelina Jolie, as a matter of fact, I happen to have her chart. She has her Venus in Cancer, which is very maternal. So more than one, she has multiple children. With the maternal Venus, the mother, she's very maternal, but many, many children. She's also had many lovers, and she's an admitted bisexual who likes women and men. It's interesting when you compare her her chart with Brad Pitt's, when you put his planets to her chart.
Mm-hmm.
She's a very sensual person, but very impetuous, like an Aries. She has Uranus and a hard aspect to her Venus, which makes her like easy come, easy go. That's why you don't see her marriages and relationships last very long. What he brings to her, I think, is some sort of stability that she's never had. But at the same time, he's got a lot of planets in Capricorn. His sun sign is Sagittarius, naturally falls in her seventh house of partnership.
Yeah, Angelina seems very dominating, though, and he's more like a more submissive, though. I mean, she seems like, to be blunt, she has to be the dominating person, whether it's in the bed or outside the bed. That's just her persona, it just feels like. I feel that's why she probably had problems with Billy Bob Thornton, because he was very dominant, very alpha. You know,
well, you're very intuitive. See, you get all that. I look at it and I see it in the chart, but you get it intuitively. With Brad Pitt, I think like he just offers her stability. But when it comes to the bedroom, I don't think these two have a lot going on anymore. She has an Aries moon, so she's very passionate and again very impetuous. I'm really surprised that this union's lasted this long. But again, I think he offers her some sort of security she's never had. But there's ongoing rumors that she's still involved with, what is that girl's name, Jenny Hsu?
Yeah.
Which is her lover from back, I think, before her first marriage.
Right.
Her Mars is in Aries, and her Mars is right next to her moon. Jupiter's there. So that's someone who needs a lot of sex, but fun sex, spontaneous sex, not the same partner sex. Like, it would get boring for her really fast with one person. And she likes things exciting, spontaneous, and easy come, easy go. So I wouldn't be surprised if she has other lovers. You don't hear about it, but who knows what goes on behind closed doors. I think he grounds her, but in the bedroom, I think it's a real fizzle with them. They might have had something in the beginning, but I just don't see it now.
Hmm. Wow.
She had a real, real connection with Jenny Shimizu, or however you say her name,
too. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, well, that's pretty well
known. I think they just, she likes to be I don't know how you put this tactfully, and I hope she doesn't sue me, but I think she likes to be roughed up a little, too. I think she likes rough sex. Like you said, she likes to dominate, but also you know, she's very charming and seductive, but she likes it rough. And Billy Bob, he's a loaded Leo.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of intense passion there. Remember when they said they did it on the limo on the way over to wherever they were being interviewed?
Yeah.
There was just so much stuff going on there. But
she looks like
there
totally
probably
into,
was a definite power struggle.
Yeah, but she looked like totally into, like, S&M type of stuff.
Yep, I think she is.
You know, that's why the kinky, like, domineering, you know, being beaten, tied up, whatever. She looks like that type of, you know, stuff. But then,
she's very, very competitive. So I'm with the Aries moon. Remember I said Aries likes a challenge, wanting what you can't have, and Gemini's love triangles? Well, who did she go for? She went for Brad Pitt, who was totally unavailable at the time. He was in a pretty solid marriage with Jennifer Aniston, but I think they were boring each other to tears. And boom, she comes along, and you're absolutely right. She's totally about sexual power, probably into a little bestiality, and she's very, very competitive. So just the fact that she landed him, you know, in such a public way and humiliated Jennifer Aniston, I think was a big coup
for her. Yeah.
But I don't understand how this is still going on unless I'm missing something in Brad Pitt's chart. But that's her. And then John F. Kennedy, I have his chart, too. His Venus is in Gemini, not too far from his Sun, so he was a total player. But he did have Jupiter in Taurus, which is loyalty. So there was part of him that was very loyal. He was a little bit before my time. And he had a Virgo moon. Now, Virgo's traditionally a picky sign, but it can also be kind of kinky from what I hear. I haven't been with too many Virgos. They're just a little too boring for Aries.
Oh, so now you can give us a whole detail of your background now.
I already did. I pretty much spilled the beans with the Aries. But
I hope your husband's not pissed off hearing that.
my husband happens to be an Aries, too, so.
Oh,
I think
so it's a fight who's on top. Because I.
Is there anything else you wanted to ask me on those two?
That's pretty much, unless they Gemini, and then, Cancer, what's Cancer?
Well, Cancers are interesting. They're very maternal, especially the women. They have strong maternal urges. And like I said, Angelina Jolie, she had her Venus, her love planet, her romance is in Cancer, so she has strong maternal urges, probably mothers her partners to a certain extent, too, but the whole Cancer persona is very nurturing, and Pam Anderson is a Cancer, and as sexual being as she is, it was very important for her to become a mother.
Hmm.
They're very sensitive people. They feel things on a much deeper level, and they tend to wear their heart on their sleeve. Like, they can fall in love every other Tuesday, which, especially for the men of this sign, I find a lot of them are players. They're either really loyal and they get into relationships where they totally put their heart on the line and usually get it crushed, or they fall in love like every other Tuesday and just go from partner to partner only because they kind of lose interest. But it's not like an Aries quick physical thing. It's
Total emotional thing.
Yeah, it's just a love thing. I have a client who's an Aquarius, but she's got a Cancer moon and a Cancer ascendant. And again, if your moon is in any of these signs or your rising sign, these things are going to apply to you. But she's an Aquarius, sun, Cancer moon, Cancer rising, and she's always in love with a different person every time she comes in for a reading. I believe Jessica Simpson is a Cancer, too, and she's got very strong family ties. There's a lot of speculation over whether her relationship with her father was what, you know, brought about the end of her marriage, because he was just so involved, like more so than a parent should be.
Jessica Simpson is a Cancer because she was involved with Tony Romo, the football player, you know,
And what sign is Tony Romo? Is he a Leo?
I have no clue, but I know. They just broke up, but...
Did they? Oh. I didn't hear about that.
They broke up. They conveniently broke up after they lost. Al Quinson knows that.
Yeah, they were blaming the loss on her, right? Because they went.
Yeah, but and then there's rumors now that she's going with Dennis Rodman.
Ew.
Figure that out.
I don't know what sign he is. I haven't heard from him, and I don't think her father would condone that relationship. But maybe she's getting away from the family. But Cancers are very loyal to their families. When you marry a Cancer or get involved with a Cancer, be prepared to spend a lot of time with their family. That can mean the interfering mother-in-law. They don't like to let go of their children.
Yeah.
So, very sensitive. Derek Jeter, who's the captain of the New York Yankees.
Right.
He's a Cancer. I've looked at his planets, and there's a lot going on there. But you just see him always with different women. They're always very beautiful women. But I think a lot of times Cancer men, the ones that are total players that just really can never settle down, I think it comes from a bit of insecurity, you know, because water signs are very emotional. Fire signs are passionate. Earth signs are sensual. But water signs are so emotional. There's so much feeling. Mm-hmm. And even with Pam Anderson, she used to have, like, pretty long-term relationships, and I don't think
she's pretty loyal. I mean, she keeps on going, you know, back and forth with, Tommy Lee. I mean, she still loves Tommy Lee. Even if he beats the hell out of her, she still loves him.
I totally agree with you, and it's because there's so much feeling there. When they put their heart into something, they do it 120%.
Yeah.
So that's Cancers for you. Very sensitive, very feeling. Leo, oh boy. Leo, you know, they're another fire sign, so they're very passionate people. But the lion is their symbol. They're the biggest sign of the zodiac, and they have, you know, they want big love, big affection, big romance. They're very romantic people, just like, kind of like the lion in The Wizard of Oz. And, you know, they love to cuddle. They love affection. They love romance, but they're passionate. So you combine super passion and super romance, and you get someone who has a constant need for love and companionship. But they can be loyal. When you think of lion, you think loyalty. And perhaps in a long-term relationship they can be, but most Leo men really have a need for a lot of women. Bill Clinton is a perfect example of that. A-Rod, another Yankee player, he had, you know, made a big fool out of himself last year when he got caught out with another woman, and he's married. And I know there's lots of examples of Leo males. They're just not known for being faithful. They love women. Predominantly a heterosexual sign, a huge love for women. And the women of the sign may be more the loyal type, but they love and passion too. And a lot of times you will see two Leos marry each other or get together.
Hmm.
And Leo, their birthdays will be one day apart. Or they'll
what
be
was
very,
Hillary's?
Very
I don't know if you have that, because I know you did her sign. What was her sun sign?
Who? Madonna?
No, Hillary. Since you said that, you know, I was just curious because since Clinton...
She's a Scorpio.
She's a Scorpio?
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of a rough combination with Leo. I mean, there's a lot of passion there. But the soulmate for Leo is Capricorn. You'll never read that in astrology book, but a lot of times you see Leos with other Leos, and Leos with Capricorn.
So what's the since I'm an Aries, we got to know because I'm an Aries. What's the hot signs for Aries then?
Aquarius. A lot of times you see a Leos and Aquarius.
No, yeah, for Aries.
They both like their space. They both like their freedom. Freedom
no.
is a big thing to Aries. We don't like to be curtailed.
So who did you say was with Aries?
Aquarius.
Aquarius?
A lot of times you see Aries and Aquarius. You'll see Aries and Leo, but they're both very jealous signs, Leos especially. And
they've got big egos. Every Leo I know has got big old, God almighty. But I noticed that always a lot of tendencies, Aries with Aries, though. I mean, I've had a lot of Aries, you know, relation with Aries girls. And I felt like Aries women, you know, you had a... even though there's like a competition thing a lot of times, those relations seem to last for a long time.
Well, I said my husband's an Aries, too. We're both Aries. I think any time you get two people in the same sun sign, mm-hmm. it works, because fundamentally underneath it, whatever your personalities are is determined by your rising sign, whatever your emotional nature is, which is determined by your moon, underneath it all, you're fundamentally the same. You come from the same place. You both like the same things. But with Leos, it's pretty common. And a lot of times you'll see Leos with Geminis. That's kind of the new flavor combination, but it doesn't tend to last. A Gemini woman is the perfect mate for a Leo male, because a lot of times, if you can get a bisexual lover who likes women as much as the male, it's a perfect deal. But a lot of times you see, like I said, Leos with Capricorns. But they're just very, Madonna is a female Leo. You know, she was very promiscuous in her early days. She's kind of settled down now, but I think she just has a lot of personality conflicts that preclude her from having any kind of normal relationship. Don't forget, Leo is drama, too. Leo's your actor. So wherever you have Leo, you're going to have drama. And Scorpio's your other big drama sign. So there's your Bill and Hillary connection again.
Yeah.
A lot of
wow.
passion, a lot of drama.
Drama.
They get off on that.
Wow.
They're charmers. Very charming people, Leo. Cancers can be charming, too. But big contrast with Virgo. Virgos are picky, traditionally. But don't forget, they're opposite the sign of Pisces. So they borrow. You borrow from your opposite sign. And Pisces, you know, they're kind of into everything, and we'll get to that. So sometimes you get Virgos that are really out there. They like to party, and they're into some kinky stuff. But they're generally known for being very particular, sometimes mm-hmm. prudish. A perfect example would be the librarian, who's all uptight, but when you get her behind closed doors, she lets her hair down, and she's all totally different in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of Virgo energy. I haven't had a lot of Virgo lovers, because to me, being a double Aries, Virgo just doesn't do it.
Yeah, I had one that was, she was Virgo, and boy, she was so anal that she, I remember we went to the Mardi Gras in Orleans, and it was just blew me away. The first time we were like went on a trip together, and she just took the dirty, you know, your laundry, right, dirty laundry, and she would fold it before she put it in the bag before they picked it up, you know, from the hotel. I'm like, why are you folding it? They just roll it, throw it in the bag. No, and she would, like, detailed, like, totally anal. Everything would be perfect. And everything, she was so clean, you know, it was like everything had to be perfect. It was like, oh,
yeah.
My God. And everything had to be preset, too, like, on a clock. Like, okay, I'm ready to have sex at 2 o'clock, so I have to get ready at 1 o'clock. I mean, it was so funny. It was totally bizarre.
Wouldn't work with a spontaneous Aries, and it's funny you say that, because we took an astrology class once with this Virgo male, and one of his reasons for taking the astrology class was to time the events, and he timed it right down to when he would first kiss the date, when he would have his first sexual encounter, right down to the minute. Now, that takes anal to a whole other level, but not in a good way. And they analyze romance a lot. They
yeah.
analyze love. And, it's not a good combination for Aries, but a lot of times you'll see Virgo and Cancer. That is a soulmate connection.
Hmm.
They're
but you
both
said,
nervous
like,
wrecks.
But you said Aries' soulmate connection is an Aquarius?
Well, a lot of times you see that in long-term relationships. I've never had...
Because I've never had a relation with any Aquarius I can think of. I always had Geminis.
Geminis will work for a while. But
yeah, that's just only for a little while. It comes and goes. It comes and goes. It's like one of those. And then Aries
Scorpio.
And Taurus. I had my ex-wife was a Taurus, and oh, my God. That was... talk about possessive. And then, like, let's see... Leo's okay until you split up.
Yeah, there's a big, strong passion connection there with Leo.
Yeah.
We're both too jealous. We're both too seeking the attention in different ways. I've never been with a Leo.
Capricorn is always good, too. Like, there was, actually, Capricorn, for some reason, felt like there was more of a... But that might just be because of the person. We had, like, a past life understanding or whatever, but I've always known that when I was with a Capricorn. But you talk about, you know what's funny when you talk about Scorpios with Aries? They always are real passionate, and there's all of a sudden gone. It's so fast. It's so, and they always something wrong.
Yeah, well, that's the trouble with passionate relationships. Like, Aries has absolutely nothing in common with Scorpio except passion. You're not fundamentally compatible on any other level. Aries is a fire sign, Scorpio's a water sign. The energies are just totally out of sync. But you have passion, and where you have passion, you have drama. Those are the makeup breakup relationships, or they can get violent. There's a lot going on between Aries and Scorpio, but it's not good for the long term. When I say Aries and Aquarius, soulmate, like long term, I've seen that play out in long term relationships.
Wow.
Like when you get to marriages, that's sometimes when you see. That's kind of the connections I'm looking for. Like a lot of times you'll see Virgos marry Cancer. Soulmate for Scorpio, ironically, is a Gemini.
That's funny you said that. My daughter's married to a Gemini. I mean, my daughter's a Gemini, or her husband, my son-in-law, is a Scorpio, and they're like
you'll never read that in any astrology book, I don't think, but it is the strongest karmic connection. Again, two signs that have nothing in common with each other. But I think the Scorpio is intense enough to handle and put up with the Gemini energy.
Yeah.
And the Gemini energy kind of makes it exciting for the Scorpio. But beyond all astrological explanations, you just see those two signs hook up. If there's 500 people in a room, those two will find each other. That's my parents for 43 years. They have nothing in common. They barely communicate, but they're still in love with each other, and they have a really good marriage. So
they communicate pretty. They just, it's so funny because it's like what you said, because my daughter is very Gemini. Talk about personality. She can, like, in 1 minute be upset and within a second happy, and another, you know, it's like very multidimensional. And he's very, you would almost first when you see him, you think he was an Aries, but he's a Scorpio, you know, proud and they have that Scorpio, you know. There's either the ego or the scorpion, by the way, I think. You know, that's what they say, right?
Either way, they're intense.
Right.
Gemini is not intense. So opposites attract, and they do balance each other out. You sometimes see Scorpios and Tauruses. That kind of balances each other out. A lot of times you'll find people hook up with their opposite sign. Like, I've been with a lot of Libras or dated a lot of Libras.
What's the opposite of Aries?
You wind up in each other's partnership house, and your element complements each other.
Not to go me again, but what's the opposite of Aries? No, again, Libra?
Yeah,
I've been with
Aries,
a lot of Libra
combinations. Your opposite sign is good for you because it balances you out.
Huh, that's interesting.
Now, with Cancer, it's interesting because Cancer is the maternal, the traditional wife, the traditional mother. The opposite sign of Capricorn is the conservative father, the banker, the one that goes to work every day, the traditional marriage. And that combination, that's the typical archetypes, male-female archetypes, kind of chauvinist now, but that sign works. And Pam Anderson's second marriage was to Kid Rock. He was a Capricorn. So I just thought that was kind of interesting.
So who is, like, for example, when we get back to, because we were on the Virgos, what celebrities are Virgos?
Cameron Diaz is a Virgo, so, you know, she looks very fun, very flirty, but you don't see her dating a lot of different guys. Last year you did when she broke up with Justin Timberlake, but usually you see her in long-term relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I think Selma Hayek is a Virgo too, but I could not find her this morning on the computer. So I get behind closed doors, she could be a little anal or a little picky. She had a really hard time breaking up with Justin, who I believe was I'm not sure what his sign was, actually. But Cameron Diaz is the only Virgo that's
So wait, you weren't sure if Selma Hayek was a Virgo?
Yeah, I think she is, but I'm not 100%
sure. Because
I
don't know if she still is. She was with Ed Norton.
Yeah, I don't get that at all, but whatever. Opposites attract, right? That's
as
much as I can say about that. But if you want to, we can move on to Libra, which is our opposite sign of Aries.
Yeah.
It's another air sign like Gemini. Again, where fire signs are passionate, earth signs are sensual, water signs are emotional, air signs need a certain amount of intellectual stimulation. It doesn't matter how good-looking the person is. They need to have something going on upstairs. They're turned on by someone who's witty or can challenge their mind. And they might think about sex more than they actually have it.
Hmm.
But there's definitely an intellectual connection there. Libra, ironically, I put this together with one of my astrology teachers, is the most gay sign of the zodiac. I know you think it would be Pisces or Aquarius, but a lot of times you see homosexuality in the sign of Libra. Of course, not every Libra is gay, but a lot of them are bisexual because they cannot make up their mind. If you've ever known a Libra, they just cannot make up their mind.
That's funny, because I always thought Gemini, you just think of it's just the sign of the twins, but Libra, we never think of that, but that's sort
Libra's
of,
a dual sign, it's a sign
yeah.
of the scales, they're always trying to find balance in their life.
Because I know Libras are always tend to be looking for, like, superficial things, like how they look, that may make sense, son, because they're always looking for how they look, what the outside appearance, how people look upon them. You know, they'll buy things with names, like the tag on the bill. They won't buy generic stuff. I mean, all the Libras, I know. My mom's a Libra too, and they're always like, everything has to be, having that. What's the outside look like? Who's a Libra?
That's because they're ruled by Venus, so they're a romantic sign, but it has to have some sort of intellectual connection with it. You're looking at it as a status thing, and it's funny because I knew a girl who was a Libra, and she was totally status-oriented. The only celebrity that comes to mind right now, and I'm sure there's plenty out there, I'm just doing a little blank, is Tommy Lee. We're talking about Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee. He is a Libra, and talk about not being able to make up your mind. He has a lot of other issues, though, going on besides being a Libra. But for all the people he's had and been with, it wouldn't surprise me if he's had a few homosexual flings. Of course, I have no proof of that. But, you know, he's pretty much been all over the place.
Wow. Good thing you didn't find Tom Cruise in there. Otherwise, there'd be more controversy.
I think Tom Cruise is a Scorpio, but I was having
I know, I'm just being, I thought, you know, just because they always think of him being gay or Nicole Kidman and all the little rumors and stuff like that, so they are Keanu Reeves or whatever, and they throw him inside the, so it wouldn't be surprising, you know, they'll go, hey, he must be a Libra, but he ain't. But
I think he's a Scorpio, and it's interesting because Nicole Kidman's a Gemini, but I'm not 100% sure on that, so I didn't put it in here. But Tommy Lee is your Libra. They're never happy, never quite satisfied because they can never. They're always striving to find balance. So that means multiple partners, multiple sexuality. Like I said, I've been involved with a couple Libras, but there always seems to be something missing.
Because my mom was married to my father passed, and he was a Pisces. They were married for almost 50 years, or not 50 years. Let's see. About 40 years. But they were together for a long, long time. Huh.
You know, not to change the subject, but real quick, it's worth mentioning. Another sign, two signs I see hook up a lot or where there's strong attraction, and again, it doesn't really make sense astrologically, is Aries and Cancer.
That's funny you said that because my ex-girlfriend was a Cancer.
Yeah, they're both cardinal signs. They're both go-getters. They both initiate things. And
it just seemed like there were always two different worlds.
Very different.
Yeah, and like we were together for 2 years, and she still didn't even know who I was. It was amazing. I was like, oh my God. It was like, it just seemed, and the Cancer seemed so locked into, into a certain world of their, family life and things like that.
When you're getting involved with a Cancer, you're getting involved with their family.
Just
whether it's their kids, whether it's their parents, they're very family oriented.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Scorpio since we've been talking about them a lot. They're another water sign, so they're obviously emotional, but they're very intense. Scorpios are intense in everything they do. And the two planets that rule sexuality, passion, desire, and drive, again, are Pluto and Mars, and those are the two rulers of the sign Scorpio. That's why Scorpio always gets the cliche, the sex addict, whatever. They're very sexual people, but they're very emotional, and they're what's also called a fixed sign. So they can be pretty loyal. Like, you can see Scorpios in long-term relationships. again, they need the regular sex. They're very passionate. They can get kinky, they can get into pain and all that, but if you're going to look at bestiality and rape, it's not just a Scorpio thing. It can apply to any sign. Again, what you're getting back to with that is the combination of the planets and how they aspect each other. Scorpios have a hard time letting go. They'll stay in relationships a lot longer than they need to be because they just don't like to let go. Yes, it is jealousy. It is possessive. Again, Bill and Hillary Clinton, pretty good example of that, right? Leo and Scorpio.
Right, and she's the Scorpio.
Passion, and lots of drama, lots of emotion. A popular couple that comes to mind is Nick Lachey and Vanessa Minnillo. And did they just get caught on a beach a couple months back, Kevin Sex? They were on vacation. They're a couple, but very passionate people there. They're passionate about everything they do, and they actually share the same birthday. But not the same year. And it seems to be working out really well for them, you know, because she was into some kinky stuff with Lindsay Lohan. They had those pictures with the lesbian things with the knives, and he forgave her for that. So they seem pretty devoted to each other, but I'm sure there's a lot of steam and passion that goes on behind closed doors.
Wow. But I always thought that it was Scorpio. The problem was the manipulate. They're not so much to the sexual. I always thought, because they always said, like, I thought the Aries was the really true to the sexual. It was just a Scorpio. You had sexual ambience, but utilized their lesson for their lifetime for being in the embodiment during the time as a Scorpio was not to utilize sex for power, like. There's a tendency to utilize being, you know, whether it's like not saying necessarily prostitution, but, you know, getting their way by utilizing sex. You know, whether it's
that
a woman.
That would be the negative side of Scorpio. I mean, every sign has a negative.
But that's the thing that's most, seems like the most common. Like they have to strive, like Aries has to strive to be more patient. And, you know, because we always want things now. And, like, for example, a lesson for, like, a Scorpio would be, hey, don't utilize sex for manipulation.
Well, I don't know if it's manipulation. They're a water sign, so they're very emotional, and they're also very sexual. So when you combine the two, you get their sexuality is very connected to their emotions. That's where you get the possessiveness. That's where you get, like, your stalker. Their desire is connected to their emotions, where with Aries, it's more physical. Our desires are more physical. We need to be gratified right away. We don't always attach a lot of emotion to it. Scorpio's much more emotional about their physicality, I think.
You wouldn't expect that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They are 100% intense. They feel things deeply. I mean, Aries, we feel things too, but when it comes to sex, if we're not in a committed relationship, we're going to want what we want, and then we're probably not going to want it for long.
Yeah.
Unless we can't have it.
All right. Sagittarian.
Yeah, a lot of times you'll see horoscope books say, you know, they always want to connect your signs by elements or soulmates or Leos and Sagittarius. I've never dated a Sag. All the ones I've met have been kind of weird. I don't know. Sag actually falls in my house of romance, too, but I've never connected with a Sagittarius male.
It's same here. They say that. I've been with. They always say Gemini, Leo, Sagittarius, right? For Aries.
Really? I don't even get along with Geminis that well. That's a hit or miss, depending on which personality. But Sages, to me, they're opposite signs Gemini, so they're fun and flirty too. Very spontaneous, very adventurous. They like adventure, but I always say about Sagittarians, they're for a good time, not a long time. Don't expect them to stick around. Britney Spears is a Sagittarius.
Oh, God, what a surprise.
And, well, she goes beyond your average Sag. She's got
I shouldn't say that. I feel sorry for her, what she's going through.
Yeah, isn't she in a psych ward now, which is where she should be, I mean.
Yeah.
But, again, a hard time staying in a committed relationship. I think her sexuality was repressed for a long time because she had that squeaky clean image to live up to.
Plus, her mom's very neo-conservative Christian.
Yeah, I heard her mom's weird, too.
Yeah,
but
no, they're very, very down, you know, Bible, you know, something, something Christian, you know, basically, you know, with the, you know, what they call the hail, the fear, you know, of hell and all that stuff. I forget what they call that term, but that kind of Christian.
Hail and brimstone or something.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I mean, at 16, because you repress it too long, it shows up in weird ways. But I think she's a classic example of here for a good time, not a long time. Plus, her Venus is in Capricorn and her moon's in Aquarius. So when it comes to actually feelings, she's very cold. There's not a lot of love, and I don't think, and I don't think she's very maternal either. So it's probably
you know,
good thing
driving with her kid on her front.
You only have a few minutes left. Do you want me to breeze through the
yeah,
last?
Yeah, wait, real line? Quickly. Let's see. We did the. Oh, after
Capricorn,
that, Capricorn, and then we got Pisces, right? Or no, Aquarius and Pisces. So what's Capricorn?
Capricorn's another Earth sign. They tend towards the conservative because their ruling planet is Saturn. But again, Earth signs are passionate and sensual. They just tend towards the more traditional. But don't forget, Rod Stewart's a Capricorn, and he always went through a lot of women. I don't know if he has a Leo moon or what, but he had a lot of love relationships. A lot of children by different mothers. Elvis was a Capricorn. A lot of times with Capricorns, you'll see a big age difference in the partner. And Elvis, when he hooked up with Priscilla, she was only 14. And he was a grown man. A lot of times, a Capricorn female will like an older man when she's younger, and when she gets older, she'll like younger males. There's always some sort of an age difference. Marilyn Manson is a Capricorn, and he just left his wife or broke up his relationship to be with a very young girl. And he's like almost 40, I think, 38, 39, 40.
Yeah, and he was with a girl who was pretty young. I forgot her name. That
17 or 18, she's
now she's a
but
little
you see
old.
See the age difference with the Capricorn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Huh.
Elvis and Priscilla are a classic example of that. Aquarius, when you get to Aquarius, it's a sign associated with the unconventional. So a lot of times, it's ruled by the co-ruled by the planet Uranus. And in gay charts, you'll see a strong Uranus. So a lot of times, Aquarians can be gay. Not all Aquarians are gay, of course. But they're generally associated with the unconventional, maybe new age, what's new, what's different, what's kinky. But when it comes to relationships, they are what's called a fixed sign, like Scorpios. And they don't like to let go. When they're with someone, they really have a hard time. They can detach themselves emotionally when they're over someone, but a lot of times in relationships, you don't see them wanting to let go. They'd be the type that's the good girl attracted to the bad boy, the biker. But don't forget, Aquarius is also a friend, and it's an air sign, so they need the intellectual. Whoever their lover or longtime partner is going to be, it's going to be someone who's going to be their friend also. And one of the reasons I think you see them in long-term relationships with Aries is because they both need a lot of space,
mm-hmm.
a lot of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Aquarians don't like someone over their shoulder. They need to be constantly free. So getting them into a relationship might be difficult, a commitment. But once you do, it's really hard for them to let go. Paris Hilton is a classical Aquarius, and we don't really have time to get into her chart, but I do have it. And Oprah Winfrey is another Aquarius, and a lot of speculation about her sexuality, why she's never been married, and about her and her close friend Gail King.
Mm-hmm.
And Paris, she kind of toys with men. She has a Leo moon, though, so the love part is important.
And she's now with Terrell Owens.
Pardon me?
She's now with Terrell Owens. He plays at the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, really? Oh, I can't
Yeah, that's now that's the new rumor.
I don't think she'll go for anybody. She's just, I don't know. She's very experimental, but I think, I wouldn't be surprised if we found out she's actually gay. I think she just toys with men. There could be a real connection there with women, and I wouldn't be surprised to find that out one day. Because her Mars is in Pisces, which brings us to the last sign, and Pisces is ambiguity. It's co-ruled by Neptune. Neptune has no boundaries. And you have a lot of Pisces in your chart. So Pisces, again, it's another sign associated with being gay, only because there's no boundaries. It's another dual sign, so there can be duality or homosexuality. But the bottom line with Pisces is anything goes. They're very charming. If you don't want to get your heart broke, don't fall for a Pisces, because they can love more than one person at a time. the same as a Leo. They're very sensual. They're a water sign, so they're very emotional. They're ruled by Neptune, which is like hopeless romantic. Romance is huge to them. They're like Cancers and Leos. It's just the idea of love, being in love. And a Pisces without romance is just like, I don't know, a pool without water. They just need it. But they can, a lot of Pisces males can be players. They can love multiple women at the same time.
Wow.
Or they can be very dedicated. Or they just, sometimes they're accused of being the doormat of the zodiac. And they can be martyrs in love, where they just put themselves out and can be totally taken advantage of. Or they can be the one who's doing the taking advantage.
Advantage of.
It works either way with Pisces. But sensual, like no boundaries there. Very romantic, candlelight dinners. Making love in front of the fireplace. It's all very Piscean. They like the whole experience. Like, talk about foreplay. From soup to nuts, you know?
Yeah. But, Gary, we're already almost at the top, and I don't want to lose us here first. I wanted you to, if you can, just tell how people can contact you and any information about, I know you have your Zodiac website about astrology updated, and people probably can
subscribe
to it.
Yeah, my website's called, it's actually astrologicalcharacteristics.com, but you can get to it by typing in zodiacbuzz.com. And I hope to have my February horoscopes up by tonight. It's going to feature Aquarius because that's the predominant sign associated with February. But I have a lot to say about the other signs, so look for that. A lot of times I publish my stuff, too, on my MySpace page, myspace.kfeza.com. I'm available for readings through the Psychic Eye bookstore. The number there is 702-255-4477. My hours and my schedule and my prices are on my website, but you can also reach me there on my schedule for phone readings. I read for people all over the world, so you don't have to be in Las Vegas. And that's pretty much it. ZodiacBuzz.com, Psychic Eye, 702-255-4477. And thanks a lot, Andrew, for letting me share with you and being on your show again. I always have a good time.
Yeah, thank you for that. That was a lot of fun, you know, and hope to have you again down the line. That was really great. And anybody have any questions, and you can also, if you could direct them to me, and again, you can see the website on the page. It's for contacting me at my direct email, which is flyingpigs@artlover.com. And also you can contact me through MySpace, which is myspace.com/AndrewFetter. And if you can, just also, if you please do check out my new book called The Heretic. You can check that out at www.andrewtheheretic.com. And also, everybody, feel free to check out my past archives, whether it's regarding Kabbalah or politics or religion, spirituality. And forward me any questions or any suggestions you would like me to do any future shows. Again, thank you, and God bless you, and have a great day. And don't forget, vote. It's the American thing. It's the human thing.